This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hello, world.
Oh, hey, Greta.
Hi!
That wasn't...
Continue. Okay, let's start over.
Hello, world. And welcome to a new episode of Lady Lovin'.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Wow. She killed it.
For those of you joining us for the first time, I'm Greta Titelman. I am joined by the gorgeous and talented Jilly Hendricks.
So skinny lately, Jill.
Yeah, she's just shedding her body, doing 3-a-days.
It's really about what's inside that counts.
And it's a heart of gold.
And what's on your Instagram account.
Spring body.
Yeah.
Body goals.
I think my body will be ready by next winter, actually.
Jilly, your body's ready now.
Things take time, you know?
Your body has been ready for forever.
Thanks.
And
guys.
Our other gorgeous and equally as banging bod.
Revenge bod.
Revenge bod. Ooh, revenge bod. I like that. Little Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
You should get on revenge bod. That would be sick.
Is that like a thing?
What?
It's her TV show.
Her TV show.
Oh.
It's called Revenge Bod, and all these people incredible. Go, and they get revenge bods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And that's the voice of Lo Bosworth, everyone.
Hi.
And we have an amazing guest joining us today, who I've been, like, stalking. I do the thing where I, like, when I have guests that I really want to get on the show, I stalk them. And I've just been stalking her. And she's here, and I made her trudge out in the pouring fucking rain on this shitty, shitty day. So, you guys, Carly Aquilino is here with us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
You know her from Girl Code on MTV. You know her from your dreams. You know her from, you know, just being her and shining bright like a star. So please, let's clap again.
Again.
Our live studio audience.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's our studio audience.
I love it when our studio audience shows up.
Me too.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I've been wanting to get you on the show for so long because I feel like you're just so good at talking and keeping it real.
Yeah.
And you also embody what our show's about.
Yeah.
You're a strong, independent female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't need a man. Is that the end of that phrase?
No, it's killing it in her career. It's knowing who she is. It's just living her best life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be not needing a man.
Or it can be needing one. Whatever you want.
Or very true.
Or needing a woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or any other thing that pops up in this world because it's 2017 and everything exists.
It's true. Well, you've been grinding very hard for a very long time.
Yeah.
Working your little tail off.
Yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm excited to be here, you guys.
I'm excited.
I don't mind the rain. I didn't have an umbrella.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I don't care. I don't even have a hood. That was an accident.
I mean,
I'm not that into the rain.
Baseball cap. Know?
Yeah. I should have really thought about it. Like, I looked out the window and I was like, oh, it's pouring rain. And then I walked outside and I was like, why didn't I mean, I knew it was raining.
Because you're a New Yorker, right?
Yeah.
Are you from Long Island?
Yeah, originally. I moved to Brooklyn when I was like 18.
And you came
But I live in Hell's Kitchen now.
I think what happens in April, because we're now kind of in April, it's like you're over winter. So even if the weather's shitty, you're just like, no.
You like wear a dress.
I'm not going to wear a coat. I'm not going to bring an umbrella. I'm just going to like hope that it changes.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes when I'm walking my dogs at night, I will put on my puffer because it's cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's like a blanket. It's like a Rihanna move.
The thing that I love the most about winter, though, is like I will look like a ragamuffin, like literally in my pajamas. And then I'll put on a coat that goes all the way down to the ground. And I'm like, I can go out in public like this. Yeah. Nobody needs to know that I'm gross.
No one needs to know what's going on under.
Just cover everything.
I'm super excited, Greta.
Why?
Because you and I are both in the presence of two MTV stars.
Oh my God. That's true. Actually, Jilly, you're a sleeper MTV star.
If you
go back and you watch, I told you guys what happened one day. Similar, before we started recording, I was telling Carly that I was in my car because you can catch Carly on Sirius XM.
Yeah, on Mondays.
On Mondays.
From
in the
7
morning.
To 10. Yeah.
And early I was moving morning. My car and I was like half asleep. Not driving, but chilling.
Yeah.
And I heard Carly's voice, and I was like, oh, Carly. And that same thing happened to me one day when I was sick on my couch. My TV started auto-playing, like, MTV shit. And I wake up to the sound of Lo's voice. And then I look, and it's, like, all of them in Vegas. And I see Jilly, like, hopping out of a limo in Vegas.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Did you know? That's, like, the one time I agreed to be on the show, and it's just, I'll never... I still get tags and images from that episode. I'm just like, the episode will never die.
Girl, let it live. Because shorts with wedges is
I was going to you guys, we were going to Tao Beach Club, and you can't wear flats to Tao Beach Club.
This is the one time where Jill demanded that we have an area.
Okay. This is also a line that people will not ever let me live down. But like, you know when you go to a club and you're like, it'd be nice to sit down because like, I don't want to be standing the whole time. I don't really love to like wait in line.
Well, you're just popping off with that 7-inch clunker on your foot. You need to sit down, girl.
Jill and I are at the Blonde the other night. Can we have an area?
I don't say can we have an area.
We need an area.
I just like to sit down if I'm going dancing because I need a break. You know?
And you need a place to put your stuff.
Exactly. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I never want to dance with, like, a coat on.
The thing is, it's
like, so stupid.
You can't carry a coat, a drink, dance, and hit on a guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's too many things.
It's a mess.
So, I will agree with you. Yeah. I will not go out unless there is an area.
So
I won't do it.
Especially like, in Vegas. Yeah. In Vegas, come on. So, we were at Tao Beach Club, and I was like, do we have an area? And literally no one ever lets me live that down either.
Why not?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. I will go to the club with my coat on, holding a drink, and hit on dudes. And I'll just be that like very sweaty girl in the club.
That's what I feel like I always am. Yeah. I always feel like that.
Do you go? Did you grow up like going to the clubs in the city?
It's so weird because I started going out when I was too young to really be going out.
Yeah.
Because I worked at a hair salon when I was like 14. So I was friends with like 30-year-olds.
Right.
And they would go out. But then when I like, I worked there for a long time. And then when I got my license, I was like the designated driver. So I would like drive everybody like to the club. Amazing. And then they, and I hated drinking for some reason at that point. I don't know why. I was like, it's like, why are you going out if you're not drinking? You're literally driving all these drunk messes around.
You're like,
but
going to tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
15.
Yeah. It was really weird. But then when I started going to the same like clubs again or like bars when I turned 21, they all got mad at me because I was using a fake ID for like 5 years.
Oh, yeah. So they were like, wait, you're not 26?
They were like, you're not Lindsay. I had this like girl that was like a Mexican girl on my ID. And I just, she kind of maybe looked like me a little bit.
So funny.
Yeah. But then they got mad at me and they were like, you're so mean. I can't believe you lied to us all these years. I was like, I didn't like cause any problems.
Yeah.
For
also,
you.
Like, I lied to you because it's a fucking law.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm out here just trying to lie to you.
Like, I didn't break your heart.
Like, this isn't a personal relationship.
Yeah.
It's just one with the relationship with me and the law.
Yeah. But I feel like Long Island people, everybody went to like Webster Hall.
Yeah.
People are still going to Webster Hall.
They have that party
on Friday nights, boys and girls.
Yeah.
And like, it gets lit, I guess. I don't go out on Fridays anymore.
I feel like whenever I go out now, I'm like, oh, cool. Everybody's 18.
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
But they look 15.
Yes.
Even though they're 21, I'm like, oh my God, there's babies here. You guys aren't even allowed to drink.
Or
and it's
maybe
like,
they're
no,
just,
they're allowed. They're legally allowed to drink.
You guys, I made out with a 24-year-old at the club last Saturday.
Wow.
I know. And he was Venezuelan.
That's cool. Yeah.
Michael Strahan was there. He sat next to us.
Oh, yeah.
That's
whatever.
Cool.
I was more interested in my 24-year-old.
Me too. I love that gap tooth.
Yeah.
Me too.
There's something about him.
Apparently, he's a diva.
Really?
Well, I don't. Yeah. He didn't seem very diva-ish.
Well, he needed an area too, so there you go.
Listen, he's a big boy. He needs an area. But I've heard that on
Good Morning. He is an area. He's big. He like takes up so much space.
You guys like, don't see those. Like,
what is that extra space in like a studio apartment called?
A
like
closet?
An alcove.
Yeah, I would say that Michael Strahan is an alcove.
He is.
Sure.
Yeah.
He is. You guys don't see these like headlines though that are like the whole team on Good Morning America is pissed at Michael Strahan's like VIP treatment.
I feel like everything was so positive and then he left Kelly and Michael and then it started to get into like negative news. So it's like, what's true?
He is a VIP and he just deserves the world. That's what I think.
I'm on board with that.
So I'm like, do you Michael Strahan?
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry, Michael Strahan. Don't fuck with Kelly Ripa. Like, I would never cross Kelly Ripa. She scares the shit out of me.
My favorite thing about
her show,
is the Broad City episode she was in.
Oh my God.
God, it's the best one.
The best one.
I never saw it.
You should see it.
I have to see it.
She really goes out of her comfort zone.
I think she like does
is it
coke
Abby
on
or
it.
Really? Oh my God, that's so funny.
I haven't Abby. Seen it either. Abby, so Abby like meets Kelly Ripa and then Kelly Ripa invites her over. Or did they switch coats or something? I don't know.
They somehow, switch coats because yeah, Abby was working coat check right. And she switched coats or something so she gets to go to Kelly Ripa's house.
Yeah. And then
Kelly Ripa?
Whatever, guys. I can't pronounce
like Kelly Ripa, but it's Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa invites her in. And they like get super fucked up, and Kelly Ripa's like telling her all these crazy things,
and she's that's showing so her funny. All like her appliances in her home.
Does she do coke? Am I making this up?
I have no idea.
I think they like smoke some weed, yeah, for sure, but
you not know. As exciting.
I don't think yeah. that cocaine is like on television a lot.
Oh yeah, they like, probably can't
imply it a lot.
It's off
I
television.
Think there's
a
coke
a lot.
Implication.
It's so funny that they could smoke weed, but you can't like take a drag of a cigarette on TV. That's illegal cigarette. Now, I think.
What about a fake cigarette?
I think unless you're, if it's on network, I don't think you can. Huh. I don't I think you're to, allowed to smoke.
I think you're right. Just like you can't advertise liquor.
Yeah, it's either. So dumb.
You guys, we just know all the laws.
Yeah.
This I'm, is pretty much what's happening.
I don't think you're right. trying to break them,
I'm
girl.
I'm a lawyer.
Well, I think we should move into answering some questions we've got from some of our listeners recently.
Oh, yeah. We really wanted to do this with you because I feel like you're very good at keeping it real.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've gone through a lot of relationships.
I have. That's why I'm like, people, like, I'm becoming like a relationship expert. But I'm like, wait, you guys, none of my relationships have succeeded. And like, but literally nothing's going on.
I think that just means that you learn a lot.
I also learn a lot. And a lot of times I'm like, I know what this is. So I'm going to back away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I'm not that type of person. Like, I don't need to be in a relationship. Like, I'm not like, oh, I actually like being alone better.
Yeah, being single rules.
Oh my God, it's so much fun.
Being single.
Oh, I love
it. Really, I love it.
I haven't decided yet.
I no, just it's so good.
I need more time.
It's so
I think.
Good.
I don't know.
I thought I hated
single
it
when I'm like lonely and alone. But if you're like on fire and single, then it's fun.
But what does out of yeah. fire and single mean? Like
it
having
means
a lot
you're
of sex.
Taking down dudes like on the reg.
Okay. Yeah. I got it. Noted.
Yeah.
Noted.
Or,
okay.
No, hold
wait.
On. Also, you're like having a nice time with your girlfriend, right. and you're like
getting massages,
enriching yourself, no. and you're getting no. good night's sleep.
No, yeah. no, that's single and lonely.
No.
Okay. So we got a message from a girl who says she currently has a boyfriend. They're both 26, and she loves him, but she's been struggling with depression, and he's been by her side throughout all of that for the past 3 years. They lived together for 2 years, but in the past 6 months, she's feeling very suffocated in their relationship and living situation. And she says, any chance I've had to spend time with my girlfriends or others, I just take those like nights out as soon as people ask me, and she feels unfulfilled. And she's just like not happy in her relationship anymore. She's voiced these thoughts to him. And she loves him, but she just isn't happy.
That's like the worst situation ever. Because especially if somebody didn't do anything wrong, it's so hard to like leave them. But it's kind of like you. It seems like it's a selfish decision where you're like, I need to take a break just for me. It seems selfish, but it's actually, I think it's healthy. I think it's actually selfless because why are you bringing someone else into just you being unhappy. You know yeah. what I'm saying? I always feel like it's not fair to the other person if you're upset in a relationship, whether there's a good reason for it or not. It's not like he cheated or anything. But I do yeah. feel like just take time to yourself. It sucks living with someone and having to break up. That is the worst thing
we've
ever.
Felt, we've all gone through that. And
I've gone through it twice. I'm no. like, can I stop moving in with everybody?
Yeah, yeah, I've only done it once. I guess like her main question is she feels like she's letting something irreplaceable go. And is she an idiot for not trying to see the whole relationship through?
I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do? Stay for another like 3 years
and feel
and
the same way?
Feel the same way. Exactly. I think a good way to test it is to take a step back and be on your own for a little bit. But I don't think I think sometimes you're just unhappy. Yeah. And I think that happens to women more than men. I think men kind of don't leave unless they meet someone else or unless something happens where they're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. girls are more in touch with their emotions and they're like, I know I'm not fulfilled by this. So that's when you like get that wall up.
Yeah.
My thing too is maybe he like senses that you're not feeling so happy and that you're feeling like a little bit, you know, uncomfortable in the relationship. And so he's suffocating you more to try to like make up for that.
Right.
Because probably you're doing some things that are showing him that like you're becoming more distant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is going to cause problems.
One person pulls away and then the other person holds on even tighter.
Yeah.
So of course you feel suffocated.
Yeah.
Also, if you're feeling really depressed, like all of us have depression issues.
Yeah.
I'm speaking for you because I feel like most people with depth have depression problems. Yeah. Not problems, just, you know, bouts of depression. I think that sometimes the only way that you can like figure out how to manage your depression and what that means for you is taking time to yourself. Like, I think it's really hard to do personal work if you're also focused on working on a relationship that feels kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Like what Carly was saying, are you going to spend another 3 years like working toward a relationship that you're already not like stoked on right now? I don't know.
I feel like you can't be fully happy in a relationship unless you're good just with you.
Definitely.
Like unless you're good just being alone.
Also, you're 26. Like, you're not writing into us being like, I'm 63 and I've spent the past 40 years with this man.
Right.
What the fuck am I going to do? Is there another person for me? Which I would still say, there's another person for
you. Yeah. You just need to be happy, I think.
Yeah, girl. I think you should just, even though it's scary, just let it go.
Oh, it's so
be free, girl. Be free.
Or moving figuring out here's which some suggestions one is gonna move out, and then you have to like look at his shit for like 5 weeks.
My suggestion is you move out and get everything moved out in one day. Like call your girlfriends and movers and just do it, and then start fresh, girl.
Yeah.
And you can get your own area at a club.
I agree.
And meet a lot of hotties.
Live there permanently.
You know, a song comes into my mind whenever friends are like, "Should I break up?" You know that song's like, "Cut it." Cut it.
Yeah.
Cut it. And I was like, your price is way too high. You need to cut it. Yeah, that's really what I feel. And then go dancing with your girlfriends. Yeah. And as Lo says, what did you
take
just
down
say?
Some
Lo,
dudes.
Take down dudes.
Take down some dudes.
Yeah.
Lo's terminology for sexual experiences just kill me. They're like aggressive, but in like a very like strong, like female positive way. It's very funny.
Lo is just the best at like going out there and putting herself out there and getting what she wants. Yeah.
Well, no, more
maybe
than that.
Dick.
Love.
Dick and ass.
And love. Three things that make a complete life.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
You're not?
No, you met the guy that I dated for a couple months.
Yes.
At the comedy club. I'm single again.
Oh.
But it's okay. It was my doing.
Was he a comedian as well?
No. Thank God. I don't want to date another comedian ever again for the rest of my life.
I haven't had
good times.
Every comic, when they break up with their comedian boyfriend, they're like, no. I'm like, well, what do you want your next boyfriend to be? Not a comic. That's the first fucking thing.
Because it's not even like, oh, they're terrible people. It's like, I have to see them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to still bump into you.
Community. The community is just small. The community is like the size of my pinky.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's very like tiny. When you break up with someone that does something else, you're like, okay, I could just never see this person again.
Yeah.
Like, never bump into them.
That's the best.
It's so good.
I don't
never
get these
seeing
people
someone
who love
again.
Keeping them, like, in their life. I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
Was it an amicable breakup?
It was kind of just like, it's kind of like that email. I mean, we weren't together for years by any means.
But
I knew him
other,
for a long
right.
time. Yeah. But yeah, it just wasn't, I wasn't happy. I wasn't like fully there where I feel like I could give someone 100%. So I was like, I just feel like it's not fair to you. If you know what I'm saying? Like if I'm not happy just in general, I don't want to like drag you into it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's true.
It's better that way.
Well, we're going to take a little break-see to hear a gorgeous word from our sponsor. And when we come back, I have a very hot cue.
Great.
That we're going to
can't wait.
Hey. Have you just started a new business or something that you need to share with the world so that they can see how amazing and incredibly creative you are? There's no better place to do that than by starting a new website for yourself, which is why all of you need to get on Squarespace. Whether you are a business or an
artist or a chef or whatever you are, Squarespace is the destination to create your own fully customizable website. They have award-winning designer templates that are absolutely beautiful. They offer 24/7 customer service and customer support, which is insanely incredible and amazing. It's an all-in-one platform, so you never need to worry about installs or patches or upgrades ever. And they offer unique domains so that it's fully transparent and simple to set up. It's flexible for all kinds of websites. So again, if you're a creative, if you're a business, a musician, an artist, a restaurant, whatever you may be, Squarespace has something for you. So go to squarespace.com to start your free trial today and enter the code LOVIN, LOVIN, to receive 10% off of your first purchase. So that is squarespace.com. Enter the code LOVIN, LOVIN, and get 10% off of your first purchase. And I promise you, you're going to be able to have the most gorgeous website, and you're not even going to like know how you did it if you're not tech savvy or anything like that. I'm the least tech savvy person, and Squarespace just is the best place to make a gorgeous website. So make your next move with Squarespace.
And we are back with another hot cue from you guys. This one is a juicy question because it's layered like an onion. And the question is, how do I deal with my friend who's getting a divorce? And we are in our late 20s. So again, late 20 divorce, not dealing with a 60-something-year-old divorce. However, I would love any of our 40-plus listeners to write into us about their
But what
issues.
You're going through, we could learn.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, a girl reached out to us just, like, wondering what she should do, how she should deal with it, what advice she should give. Because, obviously, it's a tough situation when your friend is going through a divorce and you haven't been divorced. And I think that that's a hard place to be. Also, if you're friends with the husband or
wife. That's always weird. I feel like that's a tough one. I feel like anytime a friend's going through a breakup, it's so important to have your girlfriends. That's like something I've learned being through like a terrible breakup where I was devastated and like so miserable. And I was like, oh my God, I just really had this like newfound appreciation for my friends.
Yeah.
And the best thing you could do is just be there for them. I think, you know?
Yeah. Just like listening, like actually asking them what they need and just sort of like being there at all times and available, I think is really nice because it's like, you don't necessarily need to like plan a dinner or like do different things, but just like knowing that you're there and that they feel that they're supported, I think is the best thing.
You just be like, do you want to come to the store with me? Like just like little things.
But I also think that this is something that's probably going to happen a lot more often in everyone's life, just happening earlier to this person.
Yeah.
I know of like, I have like four friends that have been divorced in their 20s. I do.
Damn.
Oh God, in their 20s.
And you know what? They're all loving life.
Yeah.
And they're happy.
Yeah.
I know two
Sometimes
people
it's not right, you know?
Yeah. I know two people that have gotten divorced. They got married super young when they were like 23.
Yeah.
And they're divorced and now they're just like, it was almost like they didn't even become themselves.
Yeah. You think about the way you grow as like from 21 to 25, it's like a completely different person.
Oh, yeah.
And I always think like, I think when you're younger, you're like, oh, I'm going to get married when I'm 21. I'm going to get married when I'm 22. And then you look back and you're like, oh, my God, if I look at who I was dating when I was 22.
Oh, my God.
God,
even if you think about like
one that of them, I married that person.
Exactly. Right. I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
I am like so happy that I did not marry my boyfriend from my early 20s.
Yeah. You guys, if I married my boyfriend when I was 20, I would be living a very nice life.
Really?
So. What would you be doing? Would you be wearing like Lily Pulitzer?
I would be living in like a gorgeous mansion in Brentwood, California.
Oh my God. Like, what is he up to now though?
What kind of dogs would you have?
We would have like a golden doodle or something.
Was
like
he
that.
A monster?
He was a monster.
Okay, yeah, you can't marry the monster. That's probably only fun for like having a gorgeous mansion is probably only fun for a little while if he's a monster.
Having a gorgeous mansion is fun if you're willing to totally like turn a blind eye to how fucked up your relationship is. And you're just like living for SoulCycle,
right?
The grocery store.
Yeah.
You're talking about my life right now, except my apartment's 500 square feet.
Except you're bankrolling your apartment.
Pretty much I spend more money on like exercise than rent.
Well, that's why you're having the revenge bod.
That's true. I'm basically just trying to become Chloe. Next episode.
It's true.
You guys, I have some sex-exploring questions.
Wait, so that's it? We're done with the advice for the divorce girl?
I mean, what else are we going to say? Girl, just be there for her. Like, this isn't that big of a deal. Life happens. No one's dying. She's going to fall in love again. Hold her hand. Make her a cake.
Yeah.
Like, don't be weird. Don't be weird. You know? Be real.
I think what you were saying about like being there for, by you, I'm pointing to Carly, what you were saying about being there for your girls is like, as much as you liked the dude, if you did like the dude or the woman, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't fuck with them anymore.
Yeah.
That's it. R.I.P. to rest.
So what I want to talk about in Sexplore today is I found this lovely article where 15 guys share what goes through their mind when they see a vagina.
What is this on? I can't with these articles sometimes on Cosmo when they're like, this is what guys are thinking during this time. Like, did anybody ever ask me what I think like when I see a guy's dick? Because it's gross.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I've never written an article like, your dick looks weird.
True. Ew.
Like, your dick scares me.
These are these are all taken from that app Whisper, where you can anonymously write things.
You can write secrets. I thought that was so cool.
Is that still out?
Yeah. I don't know. I had it for like a month and I was like, I'm like reading people's secrets, but it just like ended up not being like, I was like, I want real secrets.
Yeah, like some juicy
like,
shit.
I want like names Facebook accounts. I don't want this to be anonymous.
Do you guys remember Post Secret?
No.
Yes, I had all the books. I read a book. Literally postcards.
But some of them were really dark.
I know. The first book was like a lot lighter, and then people were like all this terrible things, and then at the end it's like, I'm so glad I've been holding this secret for so long and now I can finally let go of it. I'm like, oh my god, is that all it takes?
Just writing a postcard to
someone you don't know.
Honestly, so, like, you want to therapy be in a book. Is you're just like being like, listen, like I had a fucked up dream about my uncle last night, and then you feel better.
I love
even
therapy.
Though you haven't
I want to be a therapist, but I'm like, wait a minute, I literally sit there and then she's like, well, how does that make you feel? I say one thing, vent, and then she'll be like, well, how does that make you feel? And I'm like, well, it makes me feel like, and then I go through it and I'm like, could I just have done this by myself? Like,
you should just record yourself like, saying, how does this make you feel?
Yeah, should I have just asked myself how that, like, did I not know to like go to that part thing? Of it?
I mean,
I think sometimes when you actually say all of the words and get them out there and you hear them, you're like, you come to like a different realization.
Yeah, and you're like, you're talking to a person. And the person's
nice to have
just
like
listening.
A non-biased advice because like a lot of times your friends will be very opinionated.
Yeah. I went to couples therapy once with a boyfriend and it was the best thing ever.
Was it good?
Because the therapist was on my side.
Mm.
So it felt really good.
Yeah.
Because he kept saying to him, like, no, you're wrong. She's right. And I was like, oh my god, this is what I've
you're
literally
like, this
been
what
saying
I've been
this
telling
whole time.
You.
We didn't even have to come here. If he would have just listened to me,
he
would have
known
that I was right.
You could have saved the $150.
Yeah.
So when you guys broke, how long did you go to couples therapy?
We went to couples therapy for a couple months and it was like literally spiraling out of control, the relationship. It was so bad, and I would like, he knew that I was tapped out, and I was like, all right, it's one more shot, you know. And then it was just inevitable that it was gonna end because I was so unhappy.
People, do you think that does couples therapy even save anyone?
I don't know. I think that
I feel like a lot of people go there when it's ending.
Exactly. You go there when it's ending. I think if people would go just before the problems occur, then maybe it would be more helpful. But I think a lot of people go when it's like the last resort, when it's like, oh, I need you to, I think a therapist is going to fix this broken thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Or like have such a block with each other that we need a third party to come in and like,
yeah. And like, let us have a conversation.
Out.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about vaginas.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so these are some,
guys, but to be honest,
these are
with
some
you,
weird things, but we're just gonna, you know what? It's gonna just
I
cause
can't wait.
It really
15,
great.
So can you start listing them, please?
Okay.
Lo always gets so low patience whenever Jilly brings up these articles because one time Jilly brought one up about dirty texting.
I did.
And the dirty texts were like, do you feel me? And we were like, what the fuck is this example?
Yeah.
This isn't a dirty text.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't write these guys. I am just the portal to the article.
Yeah. What are they saying about vaginas? Because I honestly don't even care what
this
guys
is
write
I don't
about
care
vaginas.
I've got a bunch of them and you guys are about to get real livid. Vaginas are made with devil's magic. Don't trust them. They're evil.
Oh my God.
Okay, like
stupid. Next.
It's not fair that like he has to be anonymous.
I'm yeah, a
guy.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, nobody's gonna bang that guy anymore.
I'm a guy and I think vaginas are pretty. That's why I like going down on women so much. They look sexy to me.
Okay. Great. Next.
That was nice.
Yeah.
As a male, it's kind of amazes me how comfortable women are showing their vaginas to strangers. Case in point, Brazilian waxing and piercings. I love both, but how can you be so comfortable?
I love both. And he said, he prefaced this as yeah. a male, yeah. my man.
Yeah.
You need to figure your yeah. shit out.
First of all, how dare you? Yeah. Like, there's so many things wrong.
Most of these basically just say how ugly vaginas are.
But it's also weird. Going back to that last, like, it wasn't even a thing.
Devil's
like,
magic?
No, that one that you just said, it's like, I have no problem showing my vagina to, like, a woman that's waxing it. It's like, yeah. do you think she's going to be like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I
no.
don't
know. It's like, a girl.
She's going to, like, rip it off and be like, do you like that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, no. Like, she's literally doing it all day. If it's in an instance where it's, like, a waxing lady, she doesn't even remember. She sees so many vaginas during the day. She's not like, oh, that one was better than this one.
No, it doesn't even look
they
like
don't
a vagina.
Know.
Well, the
yeah,
interesting
they don't
thing
know.
About most of these things is it's these men rating the vaginas. They're not even
fuck
talking
off.
About, like,
how dare
how
you.
Great they are or like yeah. what they can do
who
or like
this story can listen, you tell me who published
the
this
whisper
shit?
App
I fucking can't.
I know. You know what, I've really just uninspired by those, but yeah, half of them just said vaginas are ugly and the other half said vaginas are pretty.
Okay,
the
then stop chasing them that. So much yeah. you big so weirdos.
Hey, I have a question. Would
let's
you guys ever get your vagina, like your clits pierced, if it would make sex like way crazier?
I don't think I would.
No.
I would just like be tuner. It seems like so scary and unsanitary
yeah,
to me. Like
to
I wouldn't be able
that.
To. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to maintain. I like my, I got my cartilage pierced when I was in middle school and it got so infected. Like, thank God.
But yeah. Imagine if that was down there.
There was a chick yeah. who got her clit pierced when we were in like fucking ninth grade.
Yeah. I had a girl in my school when I was super young that had it. And she would be like, it's just like walking is like so much better
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
walking?
Yeah, she would be like, I can
oh
sit
God.
In my chair and just like yeah. rub my like legs together and give myself an orgasm in chem class. And
my problem
like,
is like, it's like, why would you ever want
shit.
To do that?
Yeah.
I feel like that's so... Why would so you ever want to like have an orgasm walking to like your locker?
Did you guys remember that story that came out that was like that girl that like couldn't stop orgasming?
Yes.
Oh my God. That and there was a video.
Stories. Yeah. And she just kept having orgasms.
She did it on the Howard Stern
she,
show.
Yeah.
She had like 102 orgasms in a minute
know,
or
that's
something
amazing.
Like that.
And she was like, I actually can't do like a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would probably be the same thing if you had
do
your
clit
pierced.
She's on disability.
Guys, that would be awful.
I know. I don't know.
Imagine
she might
trying
be
trying to go to sleep and you just keep coming.
Oh my God,
coming,
that would be
coming.
Such a nightmare.
My thing
but
is, it would really
best night's sleep.
It would affect all of my exercise, so I wouldn't want to do it.
Here's the thing.
Let's hear it, Greta.
The feeling of like right before you're about to come, specifically from a clitoral orgasm, is like too intense.
Yeah.
That if I had to live with like that feeling
yeah.
every minute of my life.
Where you just
I would,
feel like jello?
You know, where you're like, yeah, where I'd be like,
like nobody touched
your
me.
Like leg starts to like shake when you walk down the street.
Obviously, it would be like a disability. Oh, wait, I've got a really great list now. A better one, guys.
What is
it's
it?
It's the top 10 sex questions that were Googled in 2016.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm excited. The first one.
I know.
One
how are you feeling?
I am not excited.
Lo is not excited.
About ass.
Give me the three, your three favorites.
I haven't read it yet, but the first one is, how do I have sex?
No.
Okay.
No. Skip,
it's
pass.
Just
the second one
like,
is, how many calories do you burn during sex?
Like 100, maybe.
Maybe 100.
I thought it was more than that.
Girl,
it depends
you know,
on what kind of sex you're having,
yeah.
too.
Well, the best
if you
kind.
Are, like, riding that
yeah.
dick, like,
yeah.
hard, like, on top whole time...
You could be like maybe 300.
Yeah. Running 1 mile equals 100 calories burned.
So you so, think that sex is equal to 1 mile of
no,
running?
No, I don't even. I think it's like probably 24 calories. In
yeah,
your
it could be.
How
depending
do I put on a condom?
Especially if you're
how do you put on a condom? Literally like...
Just, you guys, so these are all, I guess, like, Googled by younger people. Because the next one is, what does sex feel like?
Oh, God, Jill.
Jilly, these lists...
This is definitely like little. I mean, I wonder oh. what like what I would have Googled when I was that age, like when I first
yeah.
started having
give
sex.
Me a good question. Like, how do I make my girlfriend squirt?
Yeah.
How about how can I have a sex dream?
how can I have a sex dream?
Yeah.
Go to sleep thinking about something hot.
Basically, these are all just sex questions.
Dreams. Sometimes I orgasm in my dreams.
Really?
Same.
That's interesting.
They feel totally different than a real life orgasm.
It feels cooler.
It feels totally cooler.
What if it's a ghost?
I would be down.
Oh my God, that's some Kesha shit.
Yeah, or like ghost. Right? Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Patrick Swayze.
Maybe Patrick Swayze is fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. You can tell. Is that what it is?
When you have definitely what it is.
When you have an orgasm in your sleep, it's just your celeb crush that died.
Oh my God. Who would it be for me?
I feel like that could be a really fun thing.
Wait, no? Who is that your would celeb be fun.
Who's your celeb crush
my
that died?
My celeb crush that's alive is Dwayne The Rock Johnson since I'm 9 years old.
And who's the one that's dead?
The one that's dead. I would say Patrick Swayze, I really loved. I'm trying to think.
I think The Rock is very hot, and I haven't started thinking he was hot till Moana.
Really?
Which is very weird because
isn't that a cartoon?
Yes, but
that's
he
so
is
funny.
The guy. Have you seen Moana? And by the way, we have a silent guest.
We do.
Next to us.
She's a beautiful goddess.
She is.
And we love her.
Is she remaining nameless?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, she can just be mystery
I
guest.
Think that, you know, you people out there, when you're listening, you can imagine whoever you think it could be.
It could be The Rock.
Have you seen?
I love
you
The Rock.
Moana?
I love The Rock. My celebrity crush.
The Rock. Oh yeah, Lo loves The Rock. And what was that other guy? Benedict, whatever his name is.
Cumberbatch. Which is?
Oh wow.
Do you like Benedict Cumberbatch?
No.
Remember when we had Noah?
Oh, the guy comedian from the Harry Potter movie. What's
Noah
his name?
Gardensworth.
Yeah, we had Noah Gardensworth on, and Lo was telling us that her celeb crush was that redhead guy.
Yeah, from the new Beasts and Where to Find Them movie.
Yeah,
that's no. That's Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah,
whatever.
I like.
Do you like Eddie
Redmayne?
Cumberbatch? No.
Yes.
I don't know who it is.
I have a strange affinity for Eddie Redmayne.
Is he the ginger from Harry Potter?
No.
Oh,
you know. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it.
So Eddie Redmayne is in that, and
he was also in the Danish Woman,
the Danish Girl.
Girl. Apparently, I don't know anything today.
I don't know anything. Oh, he's hot.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's super hot. Wow. Did you guys not think he was hot? I mean, he's legit fully gorgeous.
For me, did you just say legit fully?
He's legit fully gorgeous.
Like, I want to go to, like, the rolling hills of Scotland with him and go, like, drink weird dark liquor.
Yeah, in, like, a tree house.
Shoot a moose? Is that what they do in Scotland?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't think they have a moose in Scotland. Yeah.
All right, elk.
Maybe why don't we?
I don't know what animals they
have.
Someone
in that shape, like lamb,
like bird,
sheep.
I just imagine that he's like Prince Harry, and we're just going to the Queen's estate and just doing whatever that they do.
What about Prince Harry?
I'm down.
I love Prince Harry.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's fully dating Meghan Markle.
It's not fair.
Well, you know what, Greta? You can be DTF, down to friend.
No, I'm not down to friend.
No, not Harry. Prince Harry.
Can I have a question on Raya? There are these people that are like just here for friends.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that.
For our listeners that don't know, Raya is a dating app that is for creatives and you have to apply to join it.
I used to be on it.
And they have a section where you can just
be
friends.
I'm out now. I just couldn't do it. Why is everyone on a mountain?
That are not just
why are you on a mountain?
No, it's the hats, the cameras, like they're 35mm.
It's
model
so
photographer.
The whole thing is really extra. I was on it for a long time. I loved it at first. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then I was like, oh no, I hate this. Because it ends up being like, nothing's ever enough.
Yeah.
Like when you talk to a person, when you meet a person, you're like, well, there's this other person that I'm talking to. And then like that person, literally they don't match you with anybody that like even lives in the country.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there's person in the Netherlands you might like, but we have no like info about either of you. So we're literally just matching up with everybody that's like a member.
I was talking to this guy, Pacelli from Mexico City.
They're all from Mexico City.
And then I was like, I gotta not do this anymore. And then he was like, what's your WhatsApp? And I was like, are we just going from one text?
He's like, I'm harvesting masa and like down here, I live in Oaxaca and I'm making like fucking mezcal.
Yeah. I'm talking to a Swede named Bjorn.
Yeah.
Who?
Bjorn.
Baby Bjorn. That's what we'll call
him.
See,
they all look like this.
They all look like that.
Fucking ponytail.
I know.
Lo is showing us a photo
dress.
Of
he's wearing a dress.
Lo is showing us a photo of a man with a beard.
What's up?
Hold on. Can we pause and also let our listeners know that on Raya, the way that you like have a profile is you make a slideshow and you put it to music.
I have the best song for mine.
I had the best song.
You have a boyfriend.
I had a past tense.
My song is Brandy, I Want to Be Down.
That's a good one.
And I think it's like old school enough, but not so recognized that people are like intrigued by it. And it also has a nice beat that is like kind of vibey.
And it's not basic.
Yeah.
Because so I feel like everybody has the same like two songs. Mine was The Final Countdown.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's good.
Because it's stupid. And like, it's a stupid song. And I was like, oh, this might be funny. Like, at least I'll get that. Because I know everybody on it's a model. So it's like, all right, maybe at least they'll like think I'm funny.
Yeah.
Because, like, I had the worst pictures. I mean, I didn't really invest in it. Like, I didn't, like, put any good pictures up.
I put a photo of myself, and then on my forehead, I wrote, hello.
Yeah.
And I think that it was welcoming, too.
Yeah.
So, overall, I killed
mine
it.
Mine was mostly Snapchats. Yeah.
When I first had Raya, my song was, like, a Curtis Mayfield song, which I think felt a little, like, too on brand for the app.
Right,
it was,
right.
Definitely.
Oh, she, like, listens to, like, funk and, like, she's, like,
or if you had, like, Father John Misty or something
fuck
like that.
So then I was, like, fuck this. I'm going to change it to Migos. So I changed it to Fight Night.
Yeah. But that's aggressive.
I'm going to knock that pussy out, like, Fight Night. That's the lyric.
That may be just showing people that you kind of maybe just want sex.
Yeah, I mean, I got so many more people messaging me. Like, I was having the matches, but I had so many more people being like, what's up, party girl?
Yeah.
And I would be like, hey, bitch. And like, meet me at One Oak with the Malibu.
Lo, what is your song?
What's your song?
It's sort of emotional.
Is it John Mayer? Because then I might have to leave.
John Mayer.
He's
Can we
single.
Talk about it?
He's single, you
it's
guys.
By this I know. Band called The Internet. And
whoa. Oh, so you're alternative.
Yeah.
Very wow. Artsy.
Can you play it into the, can you play like a second of it into the thing?
Yeah.
That's
ooh,
cute.
This is flirty and
this
fun.
Is sexy.
It's
oh.
Very chill, sexy.
Very chill.
I feel like I'm like in an elevator in Ibiza.
Yeah. In like one of those like places where like it smells good. Yeah. You're like, where is that coming from?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like those hotels where everything smells good and you're like, I love it.
And
but
there's,
I
no candles.
There's no candles.
The Shore Club in Miami.
That's what I was just thinking. I asked them, like, where's the fragrances coming from?
Yeah, like, where do you keep your Febreze?
In the vents.
Yes. Yeah.
They were like, it comes out of the vents. I was like, this is so fancy. I'm going to
Isn't that also make you think of James Bond, though? Like, you could die in a second because they could put like something through the vents.
Yeah.
In the fancy hotels in Las Vegas. They do that too.
Yeah, I love it.
I love
it. Can we go back to John Mayer being single?
Yes, he's single. He lives most of the time. I only have this intel from watching Ellen.
Okay, great. Let's hear about it.
Obsessed with him. He wrote that song about Katy Perry, and I was like, I wish it was about me. How he kept her shampoo.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
No.
He kept her shampoo.
He has a new album.
In case she comes back.
Maybe he just kept it because there was still some left.
No. He doesn't use it, he said. He said that.
Does he say that on Ellen or just in the song?
In the song. He's
so
emo.
He's a singer-songwriter.
Here's my thing,
he's
though.
Pulling from within.
How do you guys feel about sober dudes?
Whatevs. Ugh. I mean, I can't have so many restrictions.
It depends.
You know what I mean?
I feel like everybody, I didn't realize until, because I was in a relationship for 2 years, and then when we had broken up, I was like, oh, so everybody has a like drug problem.
Right.
Like every guy I dated for the longest time was like either an alcoholic or a drug addict. And I'm like, how does this keep happening? So I guess I'm not mad at someone who's fixing
their issue.
But it's also, if it's severe and it's like, oh, I'm on the wagon, I'm off the wagon, I don't really want to deal with that until you pass a certain point where you're like, where I don't have to worry about
if
you.
You're going
to
die.
Yeah. Like, I just don't want to deal with it. I've done it and it's the worst.
My only reason for asking is because I think, and I could be making this up, I think that John Mayer is sober.
I mean, he kept Katy Perry's shampoo.
We're not gonna match.
Did he
he has to be.
Talk about it on the Ellen show? Wait, tell us what he's doing now so you have this intel.
He's being hot. Okay, I already know that.
Does he live in New York?
Okay, hold on.
Let's hear it.
You guys, this is actually juicy because I think that all three of you could qualify to date John. Well, Jilly, it could be conflicting for you with Judaism.
Oh, yeah. No, we can't date then. But I can,
you could
wave at him from afar.
You could DTF him.
Down to friend.
Yes.
Totally.
So on his new album, there's an illustration of like a girl on the front, which I'll bring up on the computer.
Is it Katie?
No, but he says that when he shuts his eyes and he has a vision, I'm not fucking kidding. You can watch this episode of Ellen. He like shuts his eyes and he has a vision of this girl like in a car and her like feet are out the window and it's sunny and he like turns and looks at her and like,
oh my God, John Mayer, shut up. You're 72.
Yeah, this is
he's
the girl.
So old. Hold on.
So anyways, his cover has this girl that he imagined.
Yes. So
that he dreamt up, his dream girl.
This drawing is of a dream girl that he has.
He's also been with all the dream girls. Yeah. Like, you were with Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Every Jennifer that's famous.
All the good Jennifers.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the fact that... that his new album, I'm sorry. New album.
You're obsessed with his new album. Do you have it? Like, why is she so obsessed with it?
It's so funny.
It's called This Search for Everything.
Yeah.
It's like, give me a fucking break. Yeah. You're on The Search for Everything.
Yeah. Like, isn't he 48 now?
Yeah. Like, get in line. I also feel like
that's what I'm saying.
Life right now. Life right now is all about the search for one thing. You know what I mean? Like, people are about, like, minimalist.
You can't just, like, be searching for everything, John Mayer. You already have a lot of stuff.
So that's his dream girl.
Yeah, that's his dream girl.
Do we have a colored picture or just black and white?
She kind of looks like a pixie.
Yeah, she looks, like, super young.
Yeah, she looks
really young.
17.
Yeah. So he's like, this is my future girlfriend. It's like, she's a newborn baby.
Yeah, she's
like,
a child.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, I mean, but then you need to look at the illustration of him too, which is like, my man's what's popping in your brain.
He's wearing, why is he have
like
a halo?
A headpiece.
You know, like, it's like he's in Coachella currently.
He's wearing like the Kim Kardashian headwear that she wore when she married Chris Humphries.
When she got married.
He's fully losing his mind.
You guys,
he does seem super crazy, but I'm down.
I think that he probably just needs to feel grounded, and he hasn't found the one yet, and that could be why.
Yeah, but he doesn't. I feel like when you're so famous like that, I think this happens with a lot of guys. Like, when you get to a certain point, nothing satisfies you anymore. It's like, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, no matter what, they can't be happy. And that's why they're always with different women.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel that way.
I agree. And even Ellen was like, John, why don't you get on an app? Like, there are many famous people that have met their people on apps. And he said he tried it.
Yeah.
And that then he just was like... It was very, like, everyone knew who I was and, like, wanted something more from me, and I couldn't give it.
You're John Mayer, and he probably only swiped, like,
I feel that way.
Supermodels.
Yeah.
I feel that way.
Or the really famous people.
Yeah, I feel like for the girls, it's, like famous people. I think a few really, really famous people, and then, like, artist type in the creative industry, and then a lot of models. And then for the guys, it's like a few really famous guys and then photographers and DJs.
Yeah, that's it.
That's literally, I was like, can I just not like every single person?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a mismatch. So I don't know who he was like linking up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he lives half the year in Montana.
So we should go
Montana.
There.
Montana? Oh my God. It's probably going to be so easy to find him.
Yeah, like, I know. I know. We can just drive around that big old state of Montana. Like, John!
We could blast his first album, My Body is a Wonderland.
Oh my song. God. That was like the best.
We've got this afternoon.
I remember when that song came out, and it was like when AOL profiles were super cool, like AIM and AOL.
And that was your...
No. Okay. But that was somebody had the lyrics to it. This girl that I went to school with had the lyrics to Your Body's a Wonderland in her profile.
For
and I was like, oh my God.
That's a little slutty.
Really slutty.
You know?
For like a middle schooler?
No, that's like very turned.
But it
honestly.
Seems like it was, maybe she didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, but like
she was
now,
like, this song's on the radio.
Now middle schoolers have like Migos in their profile.
Yeah.
I'm okay with John Mayer.
Yeah.
You want to know it was in my profile at one point, which is honestly makes me want, actually it makes me a little proud because I still fuck with the band, but it was just Amber is the Color of Your Energy.
Oh, duh, that was
so
in everyone's.
Funny.
My favorite song was
because you were reading chakras at a young age.
No, 311.
Counting Crows.
Yeah, Counting Crows from Cruel Intentions. Should that be my Rhea song?
Wow, the
Counting
Colorblind.
Yeah.
Didn't Greta tell us that you had sex with that and cried?
Yes. No.
Or was that Coldplay?
Johnny Solace and I were talking about like I am ready.
Greta told me a story once where she had sex to Coldplay.
I had sex to Bon Iver.
Oh.
Right.
They're all in the same category
of crying while having sex.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine fucking to Colorblind?
Honestly. No.
What that would you do?
I think I'd leave.
It would be so intense. It would be 5 a.m. Like, the candles would be lit. Yeah. It would be so intense.
Yeah. I would need to be on, like, drugs.
Do people have that kind of sex anymore where they, like, light candles and there's, like, rose petals?
I'm so afraid of candles around all the time. Just like, I just would rather burn incense because candles really, I'm always like, I don't know if I'm responsible enough to have a candle lit.
I think that fire's a big responsibility.
Yeah. It is. I left a candle burning for a full 24 hours.
That's horrible.
Damn. Yeah.
You shouldn't
and
have
that
them.
Was the last time that I used a real candle.
You're not old enough.
This is kind of stupid. Yeah. I'm not responsible enough.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Well, this has been such an informative episode.
Yeah, I feel like we've learned a lot.
We learned a lot about John Mayer's new album.
We did. Sorry, guys. I really unleashed on that.
I think that I'll avoid lists moving forward because they haven't been so great.
No, it's very charming. It's very charming when you have lists, Jilly. Because
I just want to know what the world's talking about.
Well, you have a lot of faith in humanity, whereas Lo and I are like, boring, next.
Because it's young kids asking these questions. Like, how do I put on a condom? It's like, how old are you that you don't know how to put on a condom? They teach you in school.
They
now.
Don't. That's how fucked up our school system is.
They have, like, maturity night.
Whatever.
That's what I had when I was in school. Maturity night? Yeah, they tell... they don't tell you how to put on a condom.
Yeah, they're not like, this is how you use it. Bye, have fun.
I know that I learned from something,
though. That's what the movies are for.
I learned from the girl next door.
Yeah. It's also, like, just, like, pretty much... Try and put it on, and if it's
the movie,
if it's not going on not right, the then flip it over.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's literally how you put
you
on a
condom.
You need
to make sure the roly part is.
Yeah,
I just feel like it's something that determines so much, and there should be more of a lesson around it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so Google, come on, this should show you that you need to come up with an educational sex program.
I'm sure you can find a YouTube video of how to put on a condom.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening and you don't know, there's your answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, that's it.
Just to end in that way, but we need to know Carly's lady lovin'.
My lady lovin'. Ooh, I'm trying to think of a good one. I really like... Okay, so I'm obsessed. Do you guys have, like, Instagram crushes?
Yeah.
Who's your number one Instagram crush? Because mine is this girl who I've never met before, but I'm obsessed with her.
What's
She's
her
so
name?
Cool. Her name is Gypsy One.
Ooh,
do you follow her?
No, but I will look
She's
her
the
up.
Coolest.
You know,
she has a bunch of tattoos. She has a sick body.
Gypsy One? Is she like a suicide girl?
No. She's like a cool Hawaiian cutie, but she's like a badass chick.
GypsyOne.
I have a...
She's like my current Instagram crush. That's why she's so different looking.
Oh, yeah. She's
Do you
very
follow her?
Cool looking. I will. I'm going to start following her right now.
I have
now.
A girl crush on her, but I feel like
her
that's
name
not
is
a good
Jenna
enough
Jenna Yamamoto.
That's great. I love that.
What's another good one?
No, she's like very gorge.
She's V-diff.
Oh, my God. And you know who follows her?
Ooh. My ex-boyfriend who would have been giving me that luxurious life in California.
No. Oh, my
that
God. What if they
so
date?
Funny.
How do you see who follows her?
See how underneath it says followed by and it like shows you.
Oh, it doesn't show that online.
Oh, also I have another one, you guys.
Let's hear it.
Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. She's number one for life.
She follows me on Instagram.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Whoa. I love
you
her.
Can actually die now.
You can know, direct I message
have,
her.
I have a video. I tried DMing her once. She never opened it, but I was like, like, I really wanted to hang out with her.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you're following me on Instagram, so automatically we have
do
to
you,
hang out. She follows 37,000 people.
Do you smoke weed?
Yeah, sometimes. Not really.
Because I feel like in order to chill with Rihanna, you need to be ready to get
I would become a
high.
Full-blown drug addict for her. Yeah. That's how much I lady love her.
She's the best. I loved her recent shoot with the purple hair.
Oh, my God. She's so cool.
And the Bates
and
Hotel.
And the new sneakers.
Yeah, for Puma.
From the Fenty Puma. Robin mm-hmm. Fenty.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her in a weird way.
No, she follows you on Instagram, and that's
she
really
she follows me
all that
on
matters.
Instagram, and my friend is in Ocean's 8 with her, and my friend said that she was showing her, because we had made this video a couple years ago, and she was, like, showing Rihanna this video, and Rihanna was like, is that Carly? And my friend was like, yeah, and she's like, I like her. I follow her on Instagram. I was like, bless Rihanna. Oh, I can't believe this wasn't my first lady love. I feel like my first one doesn't.
No. I like a sleeper lady love.
Yeah, this is like that was like the appetizer.
Yeah,
that was like a girl. That was a girl crush for the entree.
Yeah, Rihanna's
beautiful.
I love these. Cool.
All right. Well, this has been a beautiful episode. Where can our listeners find you if they don't already?
On all the social media, like Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, at Carly Aquilino. And I usually post my shows and stuff on Instagram and Snapchat.
You're on tour all the time.
Yeah, for the most part. The next time I'm on the road, I have a college like next week, so that's not a thing that anybody would be able to go to, but I'm going to be in Nashville and Huntsville at the end of April.
Oh, we have some Southern babes listening, so they'll hit up your show.
I'm super stoked about Nashville's one of my favorite places.
It's going to be really fun.
So much fun.
All right.
Thank you, Carly.
Thank you guys for your wisdom.
We love you.
And, you know, come back next week.
Subscribe to us, follow us, check out our Instagram at @ladylovin_.
Also, only send us nice things because we don't like mean things.
And send us more questions because we have time.
Yes.
To read them.
Yes.
And answer them.
Yes, we do.
We love you.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.